the launch video, remember, had a whopping views of roughly 25 million on ISRO's official YouTube page. No other scientific experiment till date has captured the public imagination this way. Joining me now are the director and producer of the popular web series Rocket Boys, Abhay Pannu and Nikhil Advani. Thank you so much and congratulations. Abhay, were you surprised with the kind of euphoria that we saw among the school boys and girls who had all gathered to celebrate the landing of Chandrayaan 3?
Not surprised, but elated.
Yeah.
I think it was high time that, you know, we understood the importance of celebrating the true heroes, the true achievements of our country. And I think we, all of us who were, you know, who made the show for the last 3 years, we were very happy that, I mean, such an historic feat was being appreciated. And there was, as you rightly said, euphoria amongst youth, amongst older people. We're talking about Chandrayaan. It's become a dinner table conversation. So it's incredible.
And so
it's
is Rocket Boys. That's a dinner table conversation, a dinner table watch, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, that was the idea, to be able to make a show that people from all age groups, people across all strata can actually watch, enjoy, celebrate and appreciate. So I think, thank you for saying that. I'm very happy that we were able to make a show that could connect with so many people.
And Nikhil, Rocket Boys, in fact, captures Vikram Sarabhai and ISRO's humble beginnings. How the first launch took place from a small launch pad in Tumba. And from that, we have seen the journey. Share with the viewers your research about this entire journey to what we saw yesterday.
Well, I think, I think that we were very fortunate to be able to bring the Sarabhai family on board and to be able to get Malika Sarabhai and Devanta Sarabhai to open up not only their heart, but all, every single piece of information that could be used in the show, in the research of the show. I mean, to the extent that to be not only did we get all the writings, the letters, the various private conversations and private diaries that Vikram Sarabhai had written, not only to his family, to Nalini Sarabhai, but also even his thoughts to the people that he was working with. So I think that really, really helped us in a very big way. It set us, of course, there's so much available in the public domain about Vikram Sarabhai, and very rightly, he is the father of space,
yes,
technology in India. But really, the trust and the immense faith that the Sarabhai family showed on Abhay and us, Siddharth Roy Kapoor, all of us, we couldn't have made it without that. We couldn't have really made the show without their trust and faith.
Yes, and you have captured the challenges that Vikram Sarabhai faced during the initial days. The huge task to convince the government that there is a need for a space program.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think that's a very big part of season two, you know, where we are just coming out of independence, and why do you need to go to space? I mean, we have famine in India, we have poverty in India, we don't, what is the need for going to space? You know? And I'm so glad that today, that question has been answered, right? Because it's a huge amount of pride. It sets forth, I mean, Vikram Sarabhai is somebody who had predicted mobile telephones, he had predicted television, he had predicted what we are doing, which is, we are talking to you over a satellite, right? Without what he chose to constantly tell a group of people who never understood what he was trying to do, we would not be able to have this conversation right now. So I think he was not only a Renaissance man, he was a visionary. He had a lot of people that he had to convince, and actually speaking, went about convincing them with tenacity, with resilience. He was quite stubborn from what people have told us, but very driven by the fact that he realized that people, that the government at that time also had a point of view they also had a focus and a need to do what they were saying they needed to do, but he kept at it. So I think that I think today the fact that we've called the lander Vikram is a very big big moment of pride for
his that legacy. Brings me to my next question. You know, building the character of Abhay, such as Vikram Sarabhai, on whom the lander is named, which is on the moon and is capturing the details, and he set up ISRO, which has taken India to the moon. Idea is of ordinary men and women who have done such an extraordinary work. And this is about representing that Team India. And when we were listening to the project director, the deputy director yesterday, it was about showcasing that these were men and women behind making of the machine. They were involved in the making. That was not just about, you know, giving the idea. It was about execution as well.
Right. So, yeah, I think it's absolutely right to have the foresight. I was just listening to the gentleman who was speaking before us, and they said that India happens to be the first country, correct me if I'm wrong, who have managed to do a soft landing on the South Pole of Moon, on the dark side. And, I mean, there was a gentleman who's not from India. He said that this is going to open up avenues for all other countries to start research for moon inhabitation, everything. That's something that people, bigger economies, people who have been doing this for far longer than we have, are now going to take help from. Our research, our rover, our lander. I think that was what Vikram Sarabhai was all about. He realized that, you know, for a country which is just newly independent, we will have to break barriers and do something that the other countries aren't doing. The fact that we were able to send this rocket, Chandrayaan 3, in a budget which is less than the budget of the movie Interstellar. Able to send Mangalyaan rocket, the mission, less than the budget of a movie Gravity. Pardon me if I'm only giving movie analogies, but I mean, that's what we hear all around us. But the fact that he chose to be very smart about it, to have the foresight, to have the vision that we will have to do this smartly, otherwise there's no way. So that is something that, you know, I think Vikram Sarabhai doesn't get enough credit for. To be able to build a system, to build an organization that will, you know, do things, the things that haven't been done by other bigger economies, and do it at 1/10 the cost. So I think that is where the true victory of Vikram Sarabhai.
It is being seen as a miracle as well, the low-cost miracle as it is being called. Thank you so much for your time, Abhay and Nikhil. We look forward to season 3 perhaps now.